Hi, this is David McGilvery for Citizen Relay in Selkirk. The torch has passed through not that long ago, and I'm here with Alan Brunton. Alan, can you just tell us what you thought about what you just saw?
Well, it was quite spectacular, to be honest. The amount of vans and, well, police as well. But it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing to see that come true. Taken a bit by surprise because we were expecting it to come one way and she came the other way. But yeah, it was really good. Yeah, really nice to see. Yeah.
Were you here to see any particular torchbearer, or were you just here to see the sort of spectacle? Really?
No, just the spectacle of the whole thing. Yeah. They say it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance. A bit like Hayley's Comet, isn't it, really? You know, so yeah, it was really good. Really good.
What were the crowds like in Selkirk?
Very good. There must have been a good 2,000 to 3,000. And everybody seemed to appreciate the torch coming in. Provost was there to meet them and got introduced to the torchbearer. It was really good. A big lead up to common riding tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What do you think it means for Selkirk and places like this that the torch comes through just small parts of Scotland?
Oh yeah, definitely. It gives the smaller communities a chance to see things like that. You know, because not everybody's got to get a chance to go down to London to see the Olympics. I think it's really good to come through towns like this.
What have the preparations been like? You know, it's a big cavalcade that comes through. So what were the preparations in the local area for it coming?
Well, mainly the council out putting up barriers and everything. But some of those are for tomorrow. Our celebrations on tomorrow as well. But that's all you really seen, the council out doing the barriers to keep the crowds down. And obviously a lot of hassle with the cars coming through. As you can see, it's a big S bend coming through the middle of the street here. And that caused a bit of disruption, but not for long. I think they were running slightly late maybe on the torch, and it caused a little bit of disruption, but not bad. Well worth it.
Yeah. And can you just finally tell us a little bit about what's happening tomorrow then with the common ridings?
Well, it's as usual, Scotland celebrating a massive defeat at Flodden with English. But we're really, really good at celebrating defeat, Scotland. We've got lots of practice at it. It's an annual event, and at one point there was over 600-700 riders on horseback, which made it something like the biggest cavalcade in the world at the time. I think it's only the Calgary Stampede that can beat that. And it's a case of going round by the lands, checking borders, make sure nobody's trying to steal their lands. It's a big thing for the town every year. And one guy is the main man, the standard bearer. He takes his cavalcade, leads his cavalcade in the morning, goes out over the water, round the lands, comes back in, and then he does a casting, what they call the casting of the colours at 11 o'clock, and where the only survivor for Flodden from the town, Fletcher, came back. And as history takes it, he came out in the square, cast his colours and dropped down dead. So that's something we celebrate again every year.
Okay, that's great. I mean, two big events in one weekend. Okay, thanks very much.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you.